Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, huh? Why fly to the British Isles? We live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving Lusty Lush and Buffy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, huh? Bringing you the party right through your rider box. Out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary. 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for Lusty Lush on the move. Go. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it. With it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
Lusty Lush live in the building, and you already know what it is, man, and we always giving you nothing but hot interviews, always giving you what you need, what you want. It's the people's voice, your girl Lusty Lush live in the building. Today we got a wonderful, exciting interview with your girl Shoni, Slip and Slides Only, Shoni. R&B princess, man, is doing her thing, got that hot song, I can't let go, man. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Fabuloso. You know what I'm saying? You know, and this one right here was sponsored by MNS Media. You know what I'm saying? Gave us this right here. You know what I'm saying? So definitely shout out to my man Ernest out there. We're going to go to the phone lines and see what's cracking. If we have the beautiful, the one, the only Shoni on the line, let's check and see, baby. What's crackalacking?
What's going on?
Nothing much digging in the scene on the gangster lane, boo-boo.
What's going on with you?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm just chilling, man. So how you feeling over there, girl?
Feeling real good. And it's working, so I definitely had to take the time out to show some great love. You know how I do.
Oh, man, I know you've been real busy, man, but let's give you some Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying, welcome claps real quick.
So you do it like that.
That's how we do all
like that.
We show the ladies love, you know what I'm saying? Ladies got to support one another, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. So Shoni, man, you know what I'm saying, before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, you want to go ahead and get some shout-outs?
Definitely. Shout-out to Slip and Slide Rec. Shout-out to Def Jam. Shout-out to my home team, Slick Soul Entertainment. Shout-out to Nose. Shout out to Midas. That's my people, man. Shout out to everybody that support my single. I appreciate it.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, Shoni, girl, you've been doing your thing in the scene, man. I mean, what inspires you to get into the whole music? And you know, they titled you the R&B princess. You know, man, you definitely coming with some power when they dub you that. Go ahead, girl. Tell us how you got into the music.
I've always been surrounded around music. You know what I mean? I got to an independent label when I was 17 called South Beat Records. That's when I met my manager, James Jackson, from Slick Soul Entertainment, and we just been rocking together ever since. So he's definitely responsible for my career happening. He had me under his wing. So that's when I started doing stuff for Slip and Slide. Before I got signed, I did Single Again for Trina, Wish I Never Met You. He always working around these people, and Ted the grind. So he definitely saw the grind. I came out with a mixtape called Street Heat Volume 1. People was vibing to it. They saw that every record that I did, I flipped and make it sound like my own record. You know what I mean? So, he was like, okay, let's get into the scene, let's do it, let's make it a happy family. So we signed the papers, and that's how it came about.
What's up, man? And I heard mommy, your mom had a big influence too. She was really involved in church, and she was singing.
Definitely. My mom just kicked me in the butt. Yeah, I wanted to rap, so my mom was like, you know what, we're not going to do that. We're going to sing.
We're going to sing, girl.
She's definally backbone. She's definitely my backbone because she pushed me out there and made me do what I love, and I appreciate that.
What's up, man? That's what's up, man. You know, that's definitely what it is, man. Who are some of your influences in the game?
Man, I love Lauryn Hill, Brandy, Mahalia Jackson. Like, my mom used to bump Mahalia Jackson on Sundays. That was the joint. Billie Holiday, love her. You know what I mean? I grew up listening to them. My mom always pushed those in my ear. But Lauryn Hill is definitely my big influence. Betty White, all of them, all the old school. They definitely got to look up to them in order to do it now.
That's definitely what's up, man. So, I mean, what was it like, you know, working with Trina and Trick Daddy, you know, on Slip and Slide?
Trick Daddy is crazy, but I love it. And I feel like once you have a great vibe in the studio with someone, it makes a hit record. You know what I mean? And instead of going in with all that tension, once you got a great vibe with someone, even with producers, like, that's what make hit records, when you're comfortable around each other and you're able to express yourself around each other. So Trina's my big sister. She definitely, every time she comes, advice, and I appreciate that.
That's what's up, man. And it's great that you're a songwriter and you write music and everything, because, you know, that's definitely where the WAP is at. That's where that money is at, for real, man. And could you let, you know, people out there how important it is, especially because, you know, even though we love the music, how big of a business it is and how, you know, it's important, you know, as being a songwriter, you know, basically getting your royalty rights and stuff like that out here.
Right. Definitely. I mean, like I said, as far as the writing, I do it. A lot of people are like, yo, that's where that grew up at. But I feel like that's love. You know what I mean? I love it. And if I end up stop being an artist, I'm definitely going to continue writing for other people. That's what I love.
I'm glad that you're well-oriented, you know, like that, you know what I'm saying, in regards to being a songwriter. How was it working with Flo Rida and Dre?
Flo Rida, wow. Dre's crazy. Flo Rida, he's just so humble. That's what I love about Flo Rida. You know, he can be the biggest star. He's up in China and Japan and everywhere. And you know what I mean? But when he comes down, he's so humble, and he just has a lot of love for people. And I got a lot of love and good respect for him.
What's up, man? And, you know, so you originally from South Bronx?
Yes, born in the Bronx, raised in Miami. Yes, shout out to the Bronx, too, because they've been showing me a lot of love.
That's what's up, man. BX in the building. You already know what it is, man. So, I mean, so you were raised in, how was it, you know, growing up in Miami and growing up in Florida, man? How was it?
I mean, I was in Miami, like, since I was 9, so it's really nothing. I mean, first coming down, it was different, you know what I mean, coming from the Bronx. So it had a different feel. You got Luke. You know what I mean? You got the whole different scene as far as the music, but I adapted real quick because I love that summer. I love being hot and having the sun on me, so Miami wasn't nothing. I was like, okay.
That's definitely what it is, man. And people been bumping and rocking this joint right here featuring Fabulous called I Can't Let Go. You know what I'm saying? Tell us more about that joint. What inspired you, you know, in regards to that song?
Can't Let Go is basically a life story. It's just basically saying people can't let go of things, whether you can't let go of your boyfriend or whoever you do. Like, and even women, it's like, listen, you know, when he gets ready to walk out that door, there's just something about him that's just pulling you back. You know what I mean? So, it is. You can't let go.
Yeah, it definitely is a hot joint, you know. You and Fabuloso doing your thing on there, and I keep it in rotation, and I played it on one of our shows when we were talking about letting things glow and putting closure to, you know, past relationships and stuff like that. So, you know, that was one of the theme songs right there. You already know what it is. So, but we're going to go into I Can't Let Go real quick and let these people, you know, hear where you coming from, and then we're going to come back and talk more with you and talk about, you know, the ups and downs of the industry and how you see, you know, your future in the industry and everything like that and the album and stuff, man. So we're going to go ahead and play, you know, I Can't Let Go and come back in a few. I know I got it up here in this arsenal somewhere. You know, I got so much freaking music.
I know how that is.
What's the weather looking like over there, man?
Weather is very warm, just like how I like it. Just how I like it. And the sun is out. The ladies are wearing. I just got, you know, a little summer dress. Everybody looking at me crazy because they don't normally see me in the summer dresses. But, yes, I have my little collection of summer dresses, so I'm rocking it real well.
That's what's up, man. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, man. We're going to go ahead and go through this arsenal. I know it's up in here somewhere.
We definitely got to talk about the new single. Did you know that the new single just dropped?
Yeah, that's the one that you're talking about, Life, Camera, Action, right?
Yeah.
Life, Camera, Action. Tell them about that new single, man.
Life, Camera, Action is the ladies' anthem. It is official. It's out, and Tice is going hard on it on 99 Jams, and I feel very good about this record, very good. The ladies are loving it. So all the ladies that like to wear your freakum dresses and go in the club and rock your new hairdo, do it. And don't let nobody tell you you can't because you fly.
Yes, man, that new single is, I'm going to have that for y'all in a quick second, man. That joint right there is supposed to be crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have that joint in your arsenal, then you crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? You need to go ahead and pick that up. But we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial. By the time I come back, we should have that in a spinner. You heard? Stay on the line with me, Shawnee, okay?
Gotcha.
That's what's up. We're going to go to a quick commercial. We'll be back.
Having a party? Meet a DJ?
Meet a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Cool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
What it is your girl Lushy Lush live in the building with the R&B princess, the one and only Shawnee Slip and Slide. Oh, baby, you already know what it is, man. And me and your girls getting down with it, man. I'm about to give y'all I Can't Let Go, you know what I'm saying, with her and Fabuloso. I'm going to let her introduce it, and then I'm going to give y'all Lights, Camera, Action in a few. So, Shawnee, I want you to go ahead and introduce this joint, man.
Definitely. I just want to say shout out to Fabulous for getting on this record, and I always give him props because he showed a lot of love, so I appreciate that. But for everybody that don't know, it is your girl Shawnee, Slip and Slide, Def Jam, R&B Princess, and this is my single, Can't Let Go, featuring my boy Fabulous. Let's go.
I can sound so bad, sound so good, right?
Clyde, Bonnie, Loso.
so shiny. Holla back, girl, get your Gwen Stefani on. Always on the job, so I be gone. I am never off, yeah, I be on.
Keep on calling you up, cause it's you I can't trust. Now I'm back, it's too much. You keep on messing me up,
why can't I let you?
And when I try to turn away, you still used to give me space. You do that thing I can't take, and then I'm here to stay, but
why can't I let go? Why can't I get over you? I don't know what I'm gonna do. I keep on coming back to you.
Giving them all of your stuff, but
I don't care no more.
It ain't about loving my heart, cause you had that from the start. No way out, I'm too far. I keep on saying I'm a star, but
I don't care no more. Why can't I get over you?
At least you get a laugh or two. They just slow you down like bad traffic do. And when I'm on a female, there's attachment, paperclip on an email. And that means that I open you up. How you looking for a star, your scope will be up. Calling me 4 in the morning, hoping I'm up. Like everything's closed, but my legs are open. What's up?
Why can't I get over you? I don't know what I'm gonna do.
You can't let go. Yeah. That shout out to all of them girls out there that can't let go of that man out there, man. I understand, man. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you just got to let it go when it's the best for you. But Shawnee, what's up, girl?
I'm good. You know I'm here with you. I'm vibing with you.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? You down in Miami and everything, digging in the same girl.
Yeah. I did when I can do it.
And we got some recent stuff, you know what I'm saying? The Lights, Camera, Action, you know, is the new single. It dropped. I'm going to play that joint for y'all in a few, man. And we got some other stuff going on with you. You just, you know, you got added to the Def Jam roster, and you also teamed up with Dr. J's Clothing Franchise, you know, as the artist model, right?
Yeah, definitely. That was an incredible. That was definitely incredible. I appreciate that. Like, that was a lot of love, and a lot of people don't give that type of love. So, shout out to Jeremiah. He was there, and he was bigging me up, so I appreciate that.
That's what's up, man. You definitely, you know what I'm saying, you can check that out. They definitely had, you know, she's on the roster with, you know, Jeremiah, Nicki Minaj, you know, Vivi Frank, you know, Nipsey Hussle, and David Rush. That's some hot stuff going on over there, girl. You getting it in. The grind is
major.
It is, man. And, you know, being in this game, you got ups and downs. What do you think is the hardest that you ever had to deal with being in the game?
You know what? Wow. A lot of times it's being a female, you know what I mean? You got to go through the whole weight thing and then either too dark or, because I'm a dark girl, you know what I mean? So sometimes they get so caught up in that, you know, you already know what the average label is looking for, and that's that light skin, pretty small waist. And a lot of times, like, I just give it to her, like, I'm a dog girl, but my performance takes over everything. My music speaks for itself. So, I mean, that's the hardest thing. People look at your outside appearance before they even hear your music, you know?
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk. And what kind of impression you think you were trying to leave in regards to, you know, just the young ladies coming in the game, you know what I'm saying? As, you know, even though we don't know that we're going to end up being in the role of being a role model, but for those young ladies that's looking up to you, what kind of impression are you trying to leave, or what kind of mark are you trying to leave in the game in regards to, you know, the female?
Regardless, I'm going to be myself no matter what. You know what I mean? I can't change for anyone. I'm not going to become like this super, you know, try to hide things from people. You got to be yourself regardless, but I definitely want people to understand my music and that everything that I'm saying is, you know, it could be life experience, and you can follow me, but always know that I'm going to keep it real, you know, and don't follow everything I do. But I'm going to always keep it real, and that's what I want them to know, and I expect them to do the same. Just keep it real.
That's right there. I got a caller from the 202 in the interview. I think it's my man, Spokes, Mr. Exit 9. What's up, Spokes? You're live with Shawnee right here, Slip and Slide's own R&B princess.
What's up, man? What's going down? What's going down?
Hello? You there?
I'm there. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello? 202?
Yo. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm here. I'm with you.
Can you hear me?
Hello? I don't know if he's still on the line. Hey, Spokes, you still there? You there,
I'm
Spokes?
I'm here.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on with the line and stuff, man, but we back in the building. Shawnee, you there, girl?
I'm here, I'm with you.
That's what's up, man. So Spokes, you live in the building, you know what I'm saying, with your girl Shawnee, you know what I'm saying, the hip hop R&B princess, you know, Slip and Slide Records, live in the building. This is my man, Mr. Exit 9, spokesman.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and first congratulate you on the obesity of your success.
Thank you.
I would be remiss if I did not refer to you as a songwriter and composer. So what I'm wondering is, as a songwriter, do you feel like you have to be in a certain place emotionally to write a certain type of song?
No, not really. A lot of my records, I just go off. A lot of times, I don't even write. I just like to go to the mic and just do what I feel. So I could be in the car, in the bathroom, anywhere. You know what I mean? At the time, it's really just what I'm feeling. I don't have to be in a certain place to write a certain record. Not really. It just comes, really, just out of nowhere. It just comes.
Because some people, when you hear their records, you can tell that they were depressed when they made the song, but, you know.
No. I mean, a lot of people write like that, and there's nothing wrong, because sometimes you need to be in a certain place in order to get that type of feel. You know what I mean? But as far as for me, I mean, it just comes naturally, and that's just real, you know?
Okay, good deal. Now, Slim and Slab, what is it like over there?
What is it like? A lot of guys.
Yeah.
A lot of guys. Trina come down, she give me advice, and she keep my head up, you know, because a lot of times it get hard, and it's like, okay, I'm here. You know, you feel like it's a lot of pressure on your back because you got a lot to give and you got more to put on the table, but she comes down, she give me a lot of good advice, so it feels good. It's like one big happy family, honestly. Like, it's really good.
Okay, cool. Now, for people who have, you know, for people who are hearing you for the first time and everything like that, how would you describe the musical cocktail that is Shawnee?
As far as my music?
Yeah.
My music, I just feel like I'm not the ordinary R&B artist. Like, I feel like I'm that version of Drake, you know what I mean? That female version of Dream. Like, when you hear their records, it's like they're saying something, they spitting, you know, because I used to rap, and I feel like that I can put all that into my music, you know, the different melodies, the different slang, like, all that goes into it, you know? So, I mean, you can always hear something different when you hear me.
Good deal. Now, were you ever apprehensive about signing with Slip and Slide in light of the fact that it was mostly males and it was, you know?
No, because I was more focused on just, you know, not getting played, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. you got to go through that once in order to learn. So we were definitely careful about what we were doing, and I made sure that I had the right people around me, my management team, my lawyers. And that's really what it's about. Like, we just wasn't taking that. So, I mean, I know Slip and Slide has that reputation, but for my situation, I made sure I was definitely covered. And Ted is really a good person, and he's doing his thing. He's definitely taking care of me.
Good deal, good deal. Paying the bills and all that good shit.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
No credit card overages, no debt, nothing like that. Make sure you take care of. Good deal. Got to get the money right or I ain't moving. I feel you.
I hear that.
Now, what can we expect to hear from your album as far as features and production and anything like that?
I mean, as far as features, we got Fabulous. Right now, basically, it's just me. Like, I've just been working on me right now. And I never want to give too much away. You never know what can happen. You might hear the album. You might hear some big people on it. You're going to hear the album. You might not. But we're still mm-hmm. working on it right now. So I don't want to give too much away. As mm-hmm. of right now, it's still me and Fabulous rocking together. So
Tell you what. One thing we definitely know we're going to hear is a lot of you. How about that?
Oh, for sure.
You and more you. That's who's on the album.
Me and more me and more me. But like I said, you know, I like to surprise people, so you never know. You never know. You know what I mean?
Good deal. Well, tell you what, I'm done. So, Lush, you already know what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
For those that don't know, you must follow me, twitter.com/soundoffradio. Shoni, I need to get some info on you. I need some drops. We got to do an interview. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. I am with it. Let's do it.
Okay. So there it is. Lush, thank you. And I'm around. So y'all know what it is. Spokesman, out of here. Yeah.
That's my dog, Spokes. He is off the...
It's all good.
We got to hit up Ernest to set that up right there and get that cracking. You know what I'm saying? And I got the lights, camera, action in the arsenal and everything, man. And
yeah, I'm excited.
We're talking about Twitter and everything. What's your Twitter, Shoni?
My Twitter is @Shoni1, @Shoni1, S-H-O-N-I-E, and it is not Shoni, it's Shoni. So get at me. I'm on Twitter right now as we speak. You know, Twitter and everybody. Shout out to Entice. He just played Can't Let Go of 99 Jams. It's crazy, so I'm excited. I'm very happy about it.
Make sure y'all check that out, man. Y'all need to go ahead and hit her up on Twitter. And where the other spots that we need to go ahead and check you out and everything like that? MySpace or sites and everything?
Definitely. MySpace.com/ShoniMusic. Also get at me on SlipAndSlideWorld.com, Slick Salt page, which is MySpace. And just check me out. I'm everywhere. Go on YouTube and check out my birthday sex video. Everything. I'm just everywhere. I'm trying to make sure I don't forget nothing. Def Jam page, just get at me. I am everywhere on the internet. Just type in Shoni and I will pop up right in your face. Bling.
Point blank, man. Just Google her. Google her.
Yeah,
Shoni. Google her. For real, man. Oh, no, the grind is heavy, man. For real. We got that lights, camera, action. Tell us about this joint. We want you to go ahead and introduce this joint so we can get ready. I'm ready to get down and get it popping while we go to commercial, when we go ahead and play this song, you know what I'm saying? So I want you to go ahead and introduce that for us, Shoni.
For all the fly ladies around the world that love to look good, wear your freaking dresses and make it happen. Get your get-em shoes, get your nails done, your hair did. This is the official single with lights, camera, action. Your girl Shoni is in the building. Holla.
Yeah.
I'm a perfect 10, don't know the meaning of sexy, well baby, I admit, when I walk in the room, all the heads start turning, I got that thing to make it go crazy, enough to go around all different flavors, my sense alone, I have you intoxicated, what a problem I'm making, my inside, so excited, she's in. perfect by myself. Like being the center of attention, no. When I walk by, I keep them up on their feet. I'm so clean, it's a damn shame. I don't need no runway. Show stopping, nothing you can do. More than fly, sick ass you too. So careful, I'm just too brand new. Can I take a picture? I got my
inside.
So excited. Keep my shape on.
Songstress, you know, and you are doing your thing, and I'm so proud of you taking this game by storm, and you just kicking it in with your heels and saying, I'm taking this.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
And you know, who are some of the producers you're working with, you know, while you know, on your musical journey? Who are some of the producers you're working with, and who would you like to work with?
First and foremost, shout out to Midas Golden Child Production. He's the one that produced Lights, Camera, Action. Definitely big shout out to him. Been working with Jim Johnson, Lamb. He produced Jasmine Need You Bad. Who else? J.R. Rodham. Definitely shout out to him. J.R. Hudson. Gorilla Tech. He joined for Jackie Yo, Briscoe, Flo Rida. Shout out to him. So I have a great deal of respect for a lot of producers that I work with because they know me for a very long time. And when they see me, they always show love. And they give me them fire tracks, you know what I mean? So I appreciate that.
That's what's up, man. That definitely is one to, you know, bump in the club with the ladies, you know what I'm saying? This is the new female single lady song, you heard me? Get it together. Get it together.
I don't want to hear nothing else female anthem right here. This is what it is.
You know what I'm saying? If you know what I'm saying? If you could give, you know, any kind of advice to these young cats coming into the game, you know, the young children or somebody just aspiring to do what you're doing right now, what kind of advice would you give them?
Just keep good people by you. And a lot of times that's easy said, you know what I mean, because you don't know who's good for you and who's not. A lot of people that smile up in your face ain't always good for you. But just make sure you know who's there from you, from the, you know, who's there with you from the start, and just keep them by you and know that they're going to get you at heart.
Yeah. That's real talk right there. Do you ever get this thing that people come up to you and say, man, you remind me of my cousin so-and-so, or you look like just like so-and-so? You ever get that?
I get that every time. Yo, you remind me of my cousin Pookie. I'm like, huh?
Because I was just about to say, you look like one of my homegirls.
All the time. You remind me of Juju B. Juju, who the
It's all right. I get that, too. They said I remind them. I look like Missy Elliott. She's just a little shorter than me. Hey, you know.
Wow. That's crazy. That's what's up, though. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Missy Elliott is in the building.
Oh, man. Real talk. But, you know, what is something that people don't know about? If somebody wanted to know something about Shoni that most people don't know, what would it be?
Oh, man. Something that they don't know. I like forensics. Like, I like to dabble in that. That's my favorite thing to do. Like, if I wasn't doing this music, I love this music to death, and that's all I can see myself doing. But also, I love forensics. Like, you would see me on CSI and all them, little hair out doing investigation. I love that.
Well, that's hot right there. Forensic science, you know what I'm saying? Shoni in the building.
That's something they don't know about me. Like, I dabble in that a little bit.
That's what's up, man. You know, that next time a murder case come around, you need to holler at Shoni. Maybe y'all should, you know what? Shout out to CSI. Y'all need to go ahead and give Shoni a cameo in that joint or let her do one of the scenes. Real talk.
Real
talk.
Yeah, I'm going to sit here all day and watch First 48. That is my show. That is my show. First 48. Everybody is on this. I'm telling you, crazy. I'm man, First 48. Shout out to everybody on First 48.
I know this is going to be a real weird question for you, right? But what's your favorite kind of cereal?
My favorite kind of cereal? Cookie Crisp. Cookie Crisp and Corn Pops.
Wow. Cookie Crisp, they still make those?
Yeah, Cookie Crisp and Corn Pops, I'm telling you. And I don't even like milk. I eat it dry. That's how much I like cereal. Like, I don't eat it with no milk. I don't share it with milk. I like to eat it dry.
That's real talk right there, man. And Shoni, man, you know, once again, man, let the people know how they can get at you, how they can check out, you know what I'm saying, the music and everything you're doing, man, and stay updated with your whole movement.
Definitely. Get at me on Twitter at Shoni1. Holler at me now. Let me know what you think. MySpace.com/ShoniMusic. Go on SlipAndSlideWorld.com, DefJam.com. Just let me know what you feel about everything. I'm here. I'm the one that's writing back and at the end of the day, I need the people to rock with me, you know?
Definitely, man. And my homegirl, DJ Samora, I know you're supposed to be sliding through her. She out there doing her thing. So shout out to my homie out there, you know what I'm saying? I was just checking with her on the G-Chat. I was like, she was like, yeah, the homegirl coming through. I said, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. She said definitely. So y'all need if y'all didn't check out this one, and you know, make sure you check out and leave comments on the archives for this show. But if not, y'all need to check out, you know, her on Underground Urban Hip Hop, you know what I'm saying, Urban Entertainment, and check her out, Urban Radio, and check her out on there with DJ Samora. You know what I'm saying, live on there, because she gonna be doing her 1-2 on there also. You know what I mean? She's definitely blowing up. Shoni is the thing. She is it. She, you know what I'm saying, you need to get in where you fit in. You can't wait until she get on the billboards and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got to jump on it now because, I mean, she's on fire. I'm talking about jump on the gravy train. All them cats that want to holler at her about interviews, y'all need to holler at her, you know, through MNS media and everything. Man, it's crazy. I'll let your man Ernest. It's crazy right now. Y'all already know what it is, man. You know, so and the last thing, Shoni, have you looked into any, like, you know, in regards to like giving back? Is there any type of like kind of different things you try to do with like community and stuff like that?
Let me tell you something. I am the queen of giving back. You understand what I'm saying? We always different events. You know, the cancer we ran for that. You know what I mean? People that got dyslexia, all type of stuff. Like, I love to give back because that's what it's about and that's what it's.
That's what it is, man. I'm so proud of you, Shoni, man. I just be wanting to shed tears sometimes because I'm so emotional right now. You know what I'm saying? But I love you, girl. I'm proud of you, man. And you keep your head up and don't let nobody tell you that you can't do nothing. And you keep kicking them doors down with them pumps, man. You hear me? You keep doing it and represent for the sisters because we need more positive sisters like you in this game, man. I'm definitely proud of everything that you're doing out here, for real.
Definitely. I really appreciate it. Much love to you.
And don't forget it, man. We got to get them drops in, man. I need them drops, baby. I need them drops. I need all that.
I got you. You got to hit me so I can give you the Gmail so we can get it popping.
And I just, you know what I'm saying, I got nothing but love, you know what I'm saying, for you all day, every day, man. And I know you busy, and I know the 50 million people calling you, and they want to get you there and get you here. And I'm so proud of you, man.
It's a blessing.
Before we leave off, man, once again, let them know how they can hit you, man, and check out the new single, Lights, Camera, Action. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Download the mixtape, man. It's crazy right now. You already know what it is. I mean, Shawnee is the ish. You know what I'm saying? Is the ish. Tell them once again where they can check you out, boo.
Shawnee at Twitter. I'm so tripping right now. It's Shawnee. Get at me at Shawnee1. I'm on Twitter right now. And it's crazy. You got me on myspace.com/ShawneeMusic. Get at me on Slip and Slide, Def Jam 2, that site, this site, every site. I'm on it. Just get at me and let me know what's good.
That's what it is, man. You know, it's Shawnee. Make sure you hit her up. You know what I'm saying? She is the R&B princess. You hear me? Don't forget that. Don't forget to address us as the R&B princess. You heard me? You heard it from your girl. You heard it. I support you in all that you do. Mikasa, Sukasa, you can come through anytime you want to. It's all love, all us, Radio Online. We support the sisters in the game, baby. That's what it is, man.
That's what's up.
Man, I'm going to holler at you on the flip side. I want to thank MNS Media definitely, you know, providing this interview for us today. And, you know, it's much love. I love you, girl. I hope I get to see you in person. You know, oh, you know what, before I let you go, because I forgot about something, you said you was an MC too, right?
No, we're not doing that.
You said you was an MC. Nah, man, you said never mentioned it, man. You said never mentioned it.
Let me tell you, that was, we can't rock like that. You going to bring the New York out, and it's going to be too nice right now. We're not going to do that.
Hold on. Now, Shawnee told me, I don't know if everybody heard what she told me. She said she used to rhyme, so I know it ain't never leave her, right? And she said she still rhyme a little bit, right? So,
a little bit, I don't really know. That was a long time ago. Like, my brother told me. My brother killed me.
Can we get a little snippet? You don't have to do 16 bars. You can do a little song.
We can't do no rapping, Ma. Cannot. Stay with the lights, camera, action, and we going to promote that, and we going to keep letting these ladies know, keep it flat. That's what we going to do.
I like how Shawnee did that to me right there. She's so slick. You owe me one.
I do. I got you. I owe you them drops. I'm going to definitely get that to you.
I love you, girl, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. We got so much love for you. We're going to go ahead and give y'all lights, camera, action, man. We pushing this, man. We calling all DJs, all VJs, man. Everybody out here to put this in rotation, man. It is Shawnee, and we out, baby. I love you. I love you on the front.
Of sex, you go, baby, I admit. When I walk in the room, all the heads start turning. I got that thing to make it go crazy. Enough to go around all different flavors. My sense alone, I have you intoxicated. What a problem I'm making, my heels high. So excited, cheesy, perfect body. Like being the center of attention, no.
Keeping your fire, no flashing.
Lights, camera, action.
them up on their feet. I'm so clean, it's a damn shame. I don't need no runway. Show stopping, nothing you can do. More than fly, slick action too. So careful, I'm just too brand new. Can I take a picture? I got my
hips
high, so exotic. Keep my shape on,
but I take it out.
In the building, you already know, slip and slides on, you already know what it is, you know what I'm saying, and you know what, I got to go ahead and give you some more music all day, every day, you know what I'm saying, woo-wee. Early morning, Jay-Z. Whoa. Early morning. Yeah. But like I said, man, it's your girl, Lushy Lush. And you know what? I got nothing for love for y'all. Make sure that y'all log on and y'all just go ahead and archive and, you know, save the show. You already know what it is. And we keep it cracking all day. Much love to y'all, Lush Radio Online. And you know what? I'm out. Dude. www.lushradioonline.com and we out. People's voice.